to be here, and I believe that it's more about to share some questions or difficult. I mixed many years of my life worship with music, so it was really a new starting. Thank you. When God showed me, sorry, Nilsson, worships much more. So I feel myself unable to share, but we can share together and listen the Holy Spirit together. And when I was thinking about today, how to share, what to share, I would like to say what I heard from the Holy Spirit in the beginning. It's not about worship, but it was some faith in my heart that I believe that we all here know God. God gave me this perception. We all here know God. So good. We all here love God with the entire heart. I do believe. Don't think about human measure. No. It's not about what we see. God sees your heart. He knows that you love Him. You would not come here today on Saturday, post-love, or all possibilities to enjoy something else. It was so good for me to see that you love God with the entire heart. I also do believe, I saw it also, that we all here are already true worshipers. You can say, yes, I am a worshiper. I am. It's not about what you do. It's about what we are. Our identity is not about what we do. Oh, come on. Can you imagine if God will evaluate us because we do something? We will be lost. It's something much more, much over everything we can understand. We are. Because there is someone, the most higher treasure in the world, in the universe. He lives in you. He lives in me. It's His life that worships God. God decided that day, when you decided, I receive you, Jesus, from that day, you became a worship generator. Yes. It's a place of power, to produce power. It's not about what I think. It is about God did. God did it. Do you know He created us for Him, not for to do things? It's an undeserved honor to be part with Him in things that He does. He is the one very humble to include us in His job. Can you imagine that? Hey, come on, come with me. And much closer we come to Him, much more we see our unableness, weaknesses. But He doesn't care. He loves us. It's about what we are. So there is some change in my life still today. To come to that point, it is about what I am, not what about I do. And I love this word from the Holy Spirit to Hosea. Hosea 6, verse 3. I don't believe that Hosea one day would think that he would be so famous, that his writings would be in a book through the entire world for centuries and centuries. This is the reason I encourage me and you again, write down. Hallelujah. And he says here, And let us know, let us follow on to know Jehovah, the one I am, God, the God I am. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. Amen. He will come to us like the rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. Who is the earth? Yes. You are the earth that God wants to come. Even he lives inside us. It's difficult to explain. He lives inside us. He lives in his throne. He lives everywhere. Omnipresent. And this word is very strong word to follow on. In Norwegian, låt oss sträva efter. It's very deep. It's so nice when we are loved by another one. We feel loved. Some days ago, I went to a point where some lies came to me. I don't know if you experience sometimes. The lies comes as arrows. And comes to... And it was so strange in a way, but it was so strong in my feelings. I felt, I heard like this new song, No One Loves You. No, yes, it was a temptation, it was attack in my heart. You were not loved from people. It was so strong. And I was not thinking about it in a way. But I could almost feel that it was a false truth, but I felt my feelings. I was so under pressure. No one loves you. I said, no, it's not. But do you know, in that moment of fight, this is what we need, the word of God that confirms that he loves me. What you have in the hands is not a Bible. It's not the Bible. A Bible. No, no, no. Not a book. It's someone, it's a person. Really. That says, I love you. Because God so loved the world. Not the system. Not the plants only. You and me. And I start to say, very weak voice. God loves me. It was a little bit difficult to come out from that pressure. God loves me. Marilene loves me. My brothers, they love me. It was so strange, the fight. I'm not that guy to feel under this kind of thoughts. Sorry. Marlene says all the time, do not do that. Never. I said, but it's impossible to go on. She tries to help and bless me. Yes, love. Låt oss lära känna Herren. We have to allow us to understand. It's something that you decide for that, not because your feelings, not because my feelings. It's something that I go, yes. I don't feel loved, but God, I trust. I will strive after. I will fight for that. This word is so strong. To run after. To chase. Yakta. Put to flight. We have to flight sometimes. We cannot only stand there under the pressure, the lies. Because this is the place that worship God. We will come to this point. It's follow on, to hunt, persecute, Pursue. This is the original word in Hebrew. When the prophet wrote Hosea, he was meaning this to me and to you. What do you think that Hosea was going through to write that? Yeah. What do you think? He was on fight, I do believe. He was under pressure. And then he says, Lord, oh, Shenaharan, let us know the Lord. Not only know, but let us follow on. I love that verse. There is no limit in to know our beloved God, Father, God, Son, Jesus Christ, God's Holy Spirit. There is no limit. If we got some points, wonderful, there is more. There is more. And sometimes I feel myself a little bit comfortable. Oh, it's very good. Yes, it's dangerous when we feel comfortable. In this way, we should be comfortable in the truth that there is more. There is no limit in to know our beloved God. Do you see? I'm not talking about music, but about worship. And today, I encourage us, and we will pray right now, we may ask the Holy Spirit to lead us ahead. He will not force us. He will not force us. He is the one sent to me and to you to lead us ahead. Because there is more. Jesus says, I'm the way. I'm not the place. I am the way. It's a way. We never stop. Until that day that we become a full light. The light is growing until that day. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to lead us ahead, forward. God showed me like a fantastic journey. It's not about to be Christians. Oh, please. Come on. Religious Christians now. It's to be Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's totally different. To know the Lord even more deeply. Sometimes we can have this temptation to accept the lie again when we hear some sharing. Oh, he's telling me that I'm not there. No, we are there. It was the first sentence I said. Because I heard from the Holy Spirit, we are there. But there is more. Deeper. Much deeper. Everyday intimacy with our beloved God, Father, Son, and Spirit. I got some experiences in my life about it. And I thought it was so nice. And God, there is more, Nelson. But it was very much God. Yes, but there is more. Are you sure? I was a little bit in conflict because sometimes our human concept, our human background, don't think very much, so much, too much about yourself. Have you heard this something? Sometimes. Don't think that you are more. He thinks that I can get more. It's about him. He thinks like this. He knows the faults he has about you and me. It's about him. Worship's not about us. It's about him. The good news that is that we are included in his plans about the worship. So, oh, thank you. Undeserved, but I love that. And also, maybe I'm talking to humans people here. I see for sure there are some angels also here, but I'm seeing only human people now. Jesus also is here among us. Really, really, he said. But sometimes we have some needs of adjust or change or to improve something because we are on the way. I got many we say Bakuhu. There are many things here that sometimes try to drive me, you know, the way of thinking. And one of them is about worship. Like, we come to a place, and when I go to the stage, I receive some spirit of worshiper, and then I come. Unfortunately, I lived this without conscience. I thought that the stage was the place to act or to, I don't want to use the bad word, but no, it's not about it. I needed to change it, to go out from that lie. It was, I was full of sincerity, but didn't work. So also we have to be open to grow more and more in the revelation that we have. No one has all the revelation. So we are growing. Amen? So before, shall we pray and say, Lord, I don't know what Nilsson is bringing here, but I surrender to you. I surrender my thoughts, my mindset to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Can you pray? Would you like to pray? Pray, please. You said, Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will teach us everything. We need you, Holy Spirit. Please help us. Amen. And after that moment, under that pressure of lies, exactly after I got so blessed news, not only about apartment or that is wonderful also, but I saw the love of people and from Marilyn and also from God. I felt it really, because God also created our feelings. It's not only spirit. I'm not a spirit flowing here, or no. I have feelings, and God wants to touch my feelings also. It was so nice to be. Didn't happen anything so big in that way, and I felt, oh, it's gone. Why? Because I started to confess His word, the truth. He loves me. He loves me. And I got a few questions. Why shall I be on my knees? I remember one friend of mine many years ago, he said, I don't need to come to my knees to pray. Why? It's like I must do it. I said, no, you don't must do it. You don't have to do it. No. But why shall I be on my knees? Because also this way of life is also connected to the original word. Worship, in a way. Think about it, because, do you know, I was thinking many years in my life that to come to my knees, it would be to pray. And then when we say to pray, only me is talking. It is what we talked some months ago here. Blah, 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 amen. And I say amen in the end. I'm so sorry to say, but there is no this word in the Bible. Who says amen is the one that hears. He says, yes, it will be done. Not me. Amen, it means yes. So I respect, not a problem, not sin to say amen in the end of the word, our prayer. But we should wait for His amen. It will be done, Nilsson, or not. Because I don't know how to pray, says the word of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is teaching us how to pray. So I thought that was only pray, in that wrong conception, only me talking all the time and say amen and go away. So it was boring, of course, yes. To come to my knees and pray. I can pray walking, I can pray sitting, I can pray on my bed, everywhere. It's true. But there is something there, I believe, because also my spirit, my soul, and my body will surrender, not only my spirit, but also my soul and my body. So I learned quite late in my life to come to my knees, to be there only. And also to broke both my spirit, my soul, and my body before the one who deserves it. Because He deserves it. And remember that one day all knees will bow down before him. I hope that it will not a surprise for anyone. Oh, I have to do this now. Okay, I do. Never did. No, we can train. We can exercise that. Amen? And then when we come that day and when we bow down our knees, he says, yeah, yes, I have seen you many times in that position. I know you. Come to me. Do I serve? He says, no, you don't serve. It's by my love, by my grace. Oh, hallelujah. Also, another question. Is it important to show my interest to someone I do love? Is it important?
Yes.
I do believe also. It's so nice when we see that people has love for us, interest for us, for something. We are not perfect. We cannot fulfill all needs of someone, but sometimes we are used by God to help, to bless, to show interest. I have some pictures because as a husband and marriage, I understood some things later in my life. I didn't do a university to get married, you know. It was no any course, special course. But we can learn with God. God is the one that created the family, so he knows very much how to teach us. But God decided to teach us in a process. He doesn't teach us everything at once. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I remember when I had to give some gifts to Marilyn. In the beginning, I was giving her what I liked. I used only pictures. It was not true in that way. But I can imagine a husband coming home with a hunting knife, you know? Wow. And he buy the best hunting knife that he sees. Nice pack, you know, green one, strong green, not pink. And then, oh, my wife, I brought a gift to you. She will open the gift and... Or my wife comes to me with a flower pink scarf. Oh, Nils, I bought it to you. I love pink, no problem. But it's not so exactly what I would like to receive. Maybe we can change the gifts. You can be with the scarf and I can be with the knife. Do you know why? Many years of my life, I was trying to worship God according to my way, to give him what I liked to receive. Yes, he's merciful. He knows our sincerity. He will not throw us away because we did. If my daughters come to me and do something that I didn't ask them to do, I will not curse or reject. I receive. No problem. It's also wonderful because it was some initiative without I was asking for. But it's much nicer when we learn how to give a gift and we discover what you like. And then I give exactly what you like. There is also a big value in that. And when we come to worship, this is one point that we have to consider. To give him what he likes. What you see now in your heart that you already know what God likes? What he wants. I must say that after some years, I'm doing much better to give Madeleine what she likes. And sometimes what she likes, I don't like. But I can drive all Kungsbacka or where I am to find something that she likes. What she likes is what she wants. Keep this sentence. What she wants. It's not only like. Because she wants that. You know, God also wants some things. He wants to find in us a broken heart, for example. He loves a broken heart. Oh, the King David is someone that really comforts me. Such a bad guy. Bad behaviors. Very bad sins. I will not now nominate his sins. And God says, I found a man with a heart according to my heart. Wow. This guy? This one? No, come on, God. Look at him. Yes. Because he had a broken heart. Not because he was perfect. It is wonderful. I love that. Many times I come to the lap of God. I said, yes, God, sorry for today, yes. I myself bowed down before you and I decided to break my own heart before you. Because I know that you love someone with a broken heart. Yes. Are you trying to take something from God? Yes, his love. Because I know that he loves someone with a broken heart. So I broke myself, my heart, before him. I will not wait he to break my heart. Because sometimes he does also for love. So it's smart. And we come faster. Yes, let's talk. Yes, sorry. I'm so sorry for that. Yes, you know. Do you know he loves that? When we do this, I promise you, he calls all the angels in heaven. Come, see. See my daughter there. See her. I love her. I love him. It is my son. Yes. And some angels, the ones that write all our sins and words and everything. but he did something. Yes. But my grace cover him. Because he has a broken heart. I love that. Can you imagine if you have a son, a daughter, and you tell the daughter and the son, oh, do this and this and this, 3 points. Not so easy. And then you see that he runs away and starts to write what you say. Interesting. And then some days later, he comes to you, Papa, remember that 3 words you gave to me? I'm trying. Can you help me? Did you write? Yes. Are you trying to do what I said to you? For a father or mother, I promise you, it is wonderful when we see that our children, they listen and they are paying attention what we say and they keep it and want to do what we said. I promise you that it's not easy to find a child like that, no. I was not that child. I only use a picture, of course. But if we get something like this, oh, it's wonderful. I have a kind of a parable that as a father, for example, a mother, you come home, when you open the door, your child is there, already waiting for you, with a new slippers, you know, very comfortable. Papa, I bought it to you with my monthly help. Oh, why? Because I want to buy to give to you. Please sit here. And then he comes and clean your feet and put the slippers and do not stand. Wait a little bit. I will do your best juice you like. The father will think, uh-oh, what's going on? And then the next day, the child do the same. When you come home, I have your slippers. It's here. Wait. I did your juice today. After 10 days, 15 days, I promise you, the father will think, this guy wants something. He wants a gift. So he's preparing the way to give me the asking. But then day after day, the child is always there. Putting the slippers, coming with the juice. Another thing, I promise you also, that father, when he receives the payment, he will not come home. He will to a store and he will find some gift for that child. I have to give him something because his love is disturbing me. Would you like to disturb the love of God? Ah, let's go. This is what he is waiting for. He created us for his glory. He created us to be child of him, to be son and daughter. It was the main purpose in his heart. When God created us, I say with all respect and honor, he didn't think first to create a church or church activities or things to do. No, he created us for himself. So there is a way, as King David and many others and us, you do, to provoke the love of God. Why not to do that? This is worship, not what I sing. I sing because I live. But to sing is not the main point. I can also sleep because I live. Sometimes I have also this other picture. I want to be your friend, Jonas. Oh, may I come to you tomorrow? I want really to be your best friend. And I arrive there 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not a very good time to come to be a best friend, but should be a little bit later maybe. But I come, 7 o'clock. Yes, today I want to be your best friend. And then I start to clean everything and to fix everything and to organize everything. And 5 o'clock in the afternoon, thank you very much, Jonas, for this wonderful day that I'm learning to be your best friend. Sorry? We even didn't talk? Yeah, but I was helping you. Okay, thank you very much. The house is clean. And all wonderful, very, very good thing. Day after, I come again, I do the same. After some days, he will not open the door anymore, you know. He says, this guy is crazy. He comes here pretending or saying that he wants to be my friend, but he didn't talk to me, he didn't listen to me, he doesn't know what I like or what I'm going through, or he wants only to work. I was that guy several years of my life, working to God, doing good things. I was the main actor in Matthew 7. Do you know this guy that came to God? No. Wait a little bit. Wait, you are nervous, God, because a long line here. Many people want to go inside the heaven, do you know? Because it will go one by one before the throne, do you know? I was Nelson. Do you know, because that guy was complaining or trying to explain? Because God said before, I don't know you. Go away. Oh, sorry. You know me, of course. You don't remember very well, but I'm Nilsson. Was, or at least was Nilsson. I don't know. I was recording CDs. I was playing the church. I was worship leader in the meetings. This position that do not exist on the earth in human people. The worship leader is the Holy Spirit. We are the musicians helping the Holy Spirit, serving. And God will say, would say, thank you, Lord, that you changed my life. I don't know you, Nilsson. And this word to know is exactly the word Jesus said. The eternal life is to know the Father and the Son. It's intimacy. Because the intimacy is not about what we do, again. It's about what we are. And because we are, I promise you, you can do much more than you think. I'm coming to the end, and I do believe that Michael will place much better some things here. But I encourage you to split. Worship is one thing, okay? Praise is another thing. And music is another thing. Three different things. Worship says nothing in the root, in the base, about music. Keep it. Save it in your heart. Worship is something produced by the Holy Spirit through us, the worshipers. He will read for sure John 4, when Jesus talked to the woman, he says, God is looking for worship? No. God is looking for you, for me. This is the reason I asked what the meaning for bowing down my knees. Because this word in Hebrew is very strong word. It's a kind of to depress, to prostrate, to bow down yourself, crouch, fall down, humbly beseech, to, words some difficult here even in English or Portuguese, but to reverence. So there is in the word something much more than music, much more than music. I will not talk about praise and music today, of course not. In the New Testament, the word comes much strange than everything I could think about. Because worship, proskuneo, means to kiss. Not only that, but look at the meaning, the original Greek word. Like a dog licking his master's hand. Oh. Strange. But I'm so sorry, it was not me that used that word. It was Jesus. In John 4, when Jesus says that worshippers that will worship God, this word, this is what I'm saying now. To crouch. Also to prostrate oneself in homage. Of course, yes. But the root of the word is so strong, to kiss. So do you see? I need to understand what God thinks in his perspective, what is worship, not my perspective. Now I'm feeling the music, and it can happen. God can do. He has done. And he likes to do that also. But it's not only that. To kiss for me, it's more intimacy. So I like that. Because if not, the people that cannot sing very well, cannot play, cannot be a worshiper. Oh, come on. To kiss the hand. Of course, I don't know if there was this tradition in Sweden many years ago, but in Brazil it was. When I was a child, I had to come all the time to my uncles and say, give me the blessing, and kiss their hands. It was the respect. Maybe based in some traditions from the Bible, I don't know. But I couldn't ever say their names. Like, you, come. No, never. You, sir. Always. But to kiss the hand is something very, very strong. Of course, you have to bow down to show respect, to see that the one that you kiss the hand is higher, bigger than you. Worship is not also a musical style. No, we will sing a worship music now. Not a battle music, you know? Where is it in the Bible? But God used the musicians in front of the army. Okay, I will send you the musicians in front of the army to some place. There, it was not a spiritual only situation. They could die. Really. And it was something that God did. Pay attention, is very different what God says, what he wants. Don't try to follow what God did. He never says about it. Special things that he did. Many things that he did according to his word and will, yes. For example, God didn't create the stone to produce water. Isn't it? the stone do not produce water. But he said to Moses, hit the stone and it will come water from the stone. Why? Because it was Jesus there present. So Moses did something later, as I did many times. Ah, now I know the secrets. I will hit the stone again. What God said to him, you don't come inside the earth. Because you hit something that you could not. Oh, sorry, but you did before. You see the dangerous point when we try to follow only what God did, but suddenly we do more what God did, but we do not do what He wants. So to worship God is not a music style because He doesn't want. A music style, if He wanted, we had to do. But He wants me and you. It's about to please Him, to delight in Him. So I was changing in all songs. I worship you. I was trying to change for myself. I please... Oh, sorry, no. I please you? Or do I please you? Because it's so easy to sing, I worship you. It's good. Not wrong. Not wrong, okay? Don't feel condemned. It's not wrong. But I have to evaluate what I say. Everything I say, the angels, is right in my book, the book of life. So sometimes here we have to be careful what I'm singing. I promise you that some songs, I complete some words in the middle. I want to worship you. I want, yes, I can say I want because I'm learning. But I want to please you, Father. I want to please you, to delight you. Is it possible? Yes. When Jesus was baptized and when he was on the mountain, what God said? It is my Son. In him I have all my pleasure. Amen? Where is Jesus now? Yes. This is the worship. The life of Jesus. That please God. This is our passport to go inside the house of the Father one day. Really. We live there. God lives in us. He abides in us. But one day we will go really, really with a new body to that doors inside. And God will look at you and me. Oh, he will not see only us. No. He will see Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. The last picture is about my author. Each one of us, we are the author to give sacrifice of praise. Then praise is another thing, okay? But this is the word. God decided that you and me, we are the author to offer. It's wonderful. He decided for that. And he sees at us like that. Yes, because the author should be set on fire to burn the offer. Isn't it from the Old Testament? But God said, oh, do not use your fire. I will set on fire. Uh-huh. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But many years, I was using my fire, the fire from the kitchen, in the altar. Do you know the fire, these people, the Jews, used it all their life in the kitchen? It was not sin. Pay attention to that. It was not sin. They were cooking, doing everything, but God said, do not bring that fire in my presence. Do not bring that fire on the altar. Okay, Lord, how it will ignite. He will send the fire. And that fire wasn't a lamp that could never turn off. It was a figure, a picture. And sometimes, especially in music, I take the risk to say that we are bringing strange fire to the altar. No, we cannot. The fire comes from Him. And when I have my altar every day, offering, praising, not only receiving some spirit of worshiper only here, but living in my house, lifting my hands to Him. This is the altar burning. Surrendering to Him some things that is important for me, to deny everything. I'm burning the offer to Him. And then this aroma, this good smell, this duft, He comes and comes and comes, and God, oh, yes. Worshippers that worship God in the spirit and true, giving Him. Then, each one is on fire every day. Fighting, crying, amen? Learning, growing. The normal life. There is no one human being on the earth that there is no problem, that doesn't have problem. Fights. Some people are very facade. Yes. But when we live like that every day, the fire is burning. We are set on fire every day. When we will come to this gathering, wow. Can you imagine? Everybody on fire every day. Everybody is lifting hands to God in the morning. Lord, it's very difficult now. I'm so weak and without motivation. I want to give up. Do you do this? I do. Several times I say to God, kill me, take me out. But okay, God, I delight in You. I wait in You. I give to You my life again. The Almighty, my Almighty Father, You live here, but also You are sitting on the throne now. Thank You that I don't understand nothing. Thank You that I don't feel myself strong and I feel so weak today. Then you start to pray, you know. I don't like to pray, but I start to pray. And God, oh, I love You. You are honest. You are sincere. This is the offer burning, burning every day. And then when we come together, this is our longing, also our prayers, that it will be a big fireplace here, that the musicians will be lost. The musicians will not be able to control, and the Holy Spirit only moving. Why not? But God will not force us to be on fire. It's something that we are longing for. Remember the first verse from Hosea? Knowing and following on to know more. Jesus said, John Baptist said about Jesus, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. God has something about fire. He loves fire. He is fire. Also, it's written in the Bible. So the promise is that Jesus would baptize me and you not only with the Holy Spirit. And we say only Holy Spirit several times. But there is more. Amen. Also the Holy Spirit and fire. He knows that we need fire. Fire is not about our exterior manifestations. No. Because I am more, blood. I'm not so calm and passive. No, there's not about our exterior behaviors. It's something inside because it's here that the Holy Spirit comes. But not only the Holy Spirit, it's fire. The word's not mine. It's the Holy Spirit word through the biggest or highest prophets in the world, John Baptist. Jesus said that he would be the first one. John Baptist said by the Holy Spirit, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come. The straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. It was always the desire of God. Even in the Old Testament, God would like to be among the people. It was not about to build temples or tabernacles. No. He did. But he said, my heart, I want to be among you. And when he did it, it was Leviticus. It comes fire from heaven, Ian. It comes from fire from heaven with Elijah. It came fire from heaven with Solomon. Several times came fire from heaven. So we think about to do things with the Holy Spirit and fire. He can do. But it's much more. Do you know this is the life inside us? Because I understand that in myself, you in yourself, we don't have this motivation, this fire. We are human. After the sin fall, we lost the glory of God. But in Jesus, my beloved brothers, we are restored back to be the glory of God. Ephesians 1 says, you are created to be the glory of God. So I need to step on this truth. I need to seek him. 3 days ago, when I said I felt again, I have many fights in my life. I don't show up because I don't need to come to all the meetings. I'm so bad because I'm not so bad. But I have many fights. All the time. Fights. He said, it's the reason we have the armor to use. Because we are on battles, okay? What I did, not to show you that I'm spiritual, but opposite. I'm so weak. I said, Lord, I don't have any word to talk to you today. I was talking already, okay. And then I will sleep here today, God. I will not come to my bed. I went to my sofa. There is a pillow there that is select us, the God's lap. Marlene woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning. Nilsson, what are you doing? Sleeping. I don't want to show you some spiritual things or because I'm... No. I would like to encourage you. There is a place to bow down as the word worship means. In the essence. To come really to the knees and understand I'm not here anymore in my sofa. I am before God's lap. I'm really in him now. We cannot behave like sometimes I did many years ago. Marlene knows that I love her. Doesn't need to say every time, you know. She loves already. She knows already. I said it in the first day in the wedding. No. It's a kind of searching for her all the time. Because in marriage, we are one flesh. With God, we are one spirit with God, says the word. So I'm searching for the one who searched me first. I'm trying to love the one who loved me first. I'm trying to give my life, to renounce everything, to take my cross for the one that died for me before. Is it something that I must do? No, I want to do. Against my flesh, against my will, against my desire. I force myself, as the word says, strive after. It's a kind of run to fly, flight that place. And I come there and say, yes, I will bow down. I love you. You are amazing. You are everything I need. Isn't true? He is everything we need. Why not to spend more time? During the day, I don't have time. So I asked God to be practical. Can you wake me up? But the next day, what are you doing? Yes, he deserves my day tired. Why not? He was suffering in that cross without any sin. And now I'm evaluating my surrendering. No, I come to him. And several times he woke me up very, very, very early. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, until 6 o'clock. I'm very tired the next day. But I will never exchange. I will never lose this pleasure that I get. I come to him. I come to him. I will not talk about the another wishes or willings of God. As if you love me, keep my word. If you love me, take care of your brothers. But you know, this book we have, it's a letter of love. He wrote to us a letter of love. And when we are loved with someone, today's mail or message, but that time it was letter, really. And when we come to the box and wow, one letter from Marilene, wow. Do you know? This is the letter of love from God to us. I don't see Krov requirements. I see his love. Choose the right, the best. Come here. This is the way. Walk in it. It is the life that worship God. Then, after that, you can sing. You can be quiet. Silent. You can sleep. Everything you do, you please God. Everything you are expressing, anything else, doesn't matter. So there is, it's much, much lighter than to do something. It's to be everything, not something, to be everything in him. I'm sure that I cannot even share with you or reveal to you. But I believe in this word. When the fire came from heaven again and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar, and the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. It's Leviticus 9:23-24. It's only one, there are many verses about it. So I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit again. Oh, Holy Spirit, Nilsson is not able to help me. Even the words of Nilsson will never, Lord, change my life. Thank you, Lord. But I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, or Holy Spirit, let me know God. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Enlighten my eyes. The eyes of my heart. I want to see you, God. I want to meet you. I want to touch in you. God is waiting for us, for friendship, intimacy, talking, conversation, funny things. Are you willing? So, Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you to come to this place. We need you. Oh Lord, help my brothers and sisters. Help me and my brothers and sisters to get the revelation from the Holy Spirit. I relax, I rest, God, that I cannot convince my brothers and sisters. But we trust in you. We trust in your word of power, word of life, to produce this life in us, to set us on fire. It's your promise, Father. So we ask for your ignition in us again. Oh Lord, I bless my brothers and sisters. And I ask you again, lead us to your heart.